Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. I went to this town the other day, and I'd been there before. It's this weird, creepy little mountain town up about an hour north of Palm Springs. And it hasn't, you know, gotten that popular, I think, because it doesn't have like a Lake Tahoe or something, or Lake Arrowhead or any of these other places that are kind of more popular. It's called Idlewild, and it's a weird place. Timothy Leary had a ranch there back in the day. Oh. And it's the most news that's come out of it recently has been a spate of disappearances. And they found some of the people, but it was like six people. Some of them haven't been found.
But they don't know who did it.
They don't really know who did it. Okay. It's a place you go if you don't want to be found.
Is it kind of like Palm Springs or not at all, really?
Not at all. Okay. It's a mountain town.
Oh, it's a mountain. Okay.
So if you go up a mountain, you go up to elevation about 6,000 feet. Show Ray what it looks like. And so it couldn't be more different. It's not the desert. It's...
Oh, okay.
You have this tiny little mountain town. It kind of reminds me of Woodstock, New York. Like, it's a lot of hippies. And
seems really nice, yeah.
It's not that nice, but there's a lot of, you know, what is that term now? Trantifa? Trans people that are also in Antifa? Trantifa?
Oh, nice. It's a big... Oh.
It's kind of like a Trantifa hang.
Like a training ground?
It seems like a Trantifa training, like a camp.
Like a boot camp.
Now, we're up there. I'm telling you right now, this is one of the strangest places I've ever been in my life. I don't know why. Everything about it was so completely insane. The mayor of the town, I'm not kidding, is a dog.
This is so crazy. It's a good, like, really a nice dog.
It's a beautiful dog, and his name is Mayor Max.
I love it.
And he's been the mayor for 14 years.
Wait. Oh, I thought it was like a new thing. He's been the mayor for 14 years.
Yes, he's been the mayor a long time. Get some other photos of him up. Mayor Max is, a lot of people take photos with him. They make donations. He's like a focal point of the town. He comes out in the back of a truck. He sits in the middle of the town. People come over and pet him. They take photos with him, but he's kind of over it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he'll just go back in like the car. He's like on the, you know, he's like in the back of a pickup type of thing. He wears a tie and sometimes this hat.
Well, now this is getting a little weird.
No. You have no idea how weird it's about to get. It's actually psychotic. Okay. No. I'm talking about this because it's actually truly disturbing and it's unbelievable. So there's this dog in a tie. Go to the one that people that, yeah, so that's what he looks like. And he's in, and then there was another dog with him. That's what it looks like, how a dog became the mayor of Idlewild. So that, you know, and so we're standing there and a lot of people take photos with him.
Yeah.
This guy walks over to the woman who's with him. I guess she's Mayor Max's handler.
Right.
Okay. And this guy comes over. And he's dead serious. And he's like really, really serious. And he goes, "Hello, Mayor. Can I ask you a question?" And I went, "Well, this will be a cute, fun question because he's talking to a golden retriever." And he goes, "Hey, Mayor, can I ask you a question?" Again, to get the dog's attention. And the dog like kind of looks at him. I swear to God now. And then the dog's handler is like, "Yes, what business do you have for the mayor?" And he goes, "How come the flags aren't at half mast like our president requested for Charlie Kirk?" And the woman goes, "That's a good question. We've got to get on that." He goes, "Why are the flags not half mast?" Again. Now the golden
retriever, he's looking at the dog when
he's
doing this.
Looking at the dog and he's talking to the dog and the woman and he's being very serious.
Yeah.
No part of this is a joke.
Right.
No part of it is ironic. Something's off. Something's very wrong.
This guy was fine with the dog being the mayor as long as he is here.
Why are the flags not at half mast? As requested by our president.
Look, to be fair, it's the president that requested.
So, I mean, we walk and we go to, Okay, so here's this other thing. Listen to this. Some psychopath wrote something called Mayor Max, If I Were President. Now, it's from this guy, Alex Robbins, who's a playwright. Now, It's they are performing it at Idlewild Town Hall in October, okay? Now, he does this thing. Go down, Connor, and let's find this.
Join Mayor
Listen
Max's
to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is crazy. My love for mankind. He's writing as Mayor Max a dog. My love for mankind is so extreme that I ache that I cannot be with every individual on earth. What? I actually wish I were God. Because like
what?
God, no, I'm telling him.
What?
Because like God, who can be in multiple places at one time, I would spend one-on-one time with every individual on the planet and comfort them and share with them what I have learned about helping others, creating joy and happiness, pulling people out of depression and suicidal thought.
What?
This is a golden retriever. He's writing as a golden retriever, okay? And how to create a joyous life even in challenging times. I would let them know of my tremendous love for them, and they would know my compassion. This is a play written as the golden retriever. That's the golden retriever saying, I'm wishing I was God.
You understand? As a dog, the only thing in the world that I want, I'm a very simple dog, all I want is to be the replacement for God.
I wish I was God. Okay? So now Mayor Max has this whole thing, this whole like cult where he goes, level one. I mean, it feels like Scientology. Right. Level one, being dedicated to using only positive energy in all communications. Using love as the basis for everything you think or say and working on this to the best of your ability. Take actions every day that are focused on helping others in some way. Level two, get others to be aware of this and join this group. If you would like to be a member of the group, please reach out to me. This is a cult. I'm not even kidding. It's a full-on cult based on a dog in this town of California.
I will say, the dog. I look at that dog. I saw the picture. It is a very endearing dog.
It's top tier.
It's a nice dog.
It's a beautiful dog. This wouldn't work with some scumbag dog. Right?
Some fucking mutt. What happens when they have to, I get it, it's like a pageantry, what's a mayor of a small town do anyway, kind of thing, maybe? But, like, when they have to approve a new, like, water processing plant or whatever, like, does the dog vote? Like,
I mean, don't know what goes on here. So then now we're going to go into, so then there's someone named Phyllis who's the chief of staff. So listen to this, right? Then, and my lovely producer will kind of back me up here, I hope, or he'll say that I'm lying.
Right.
We go into a store. It's called Rustic Sunrise. It's this really weird antique shop. I say hello to the woman. The woman's like, hello.
Right.
We walk in. There's an eeriness and a heaviness. We start looking at all their old stuff. They have like parts of dolls and old games and weird stuff. Parts of dolls.
Like just arms and legs.
Exactly.
And shit. That's weird.
And then we start seeing these old photos of people in the military standing next to missiles in the middle of the desert.
What?
And as soon as I saw these photos, I started to feel very uneasy. I started to feel, and maybe my producer didn't feel this way. I'm not this type of guy. I don't have this woo-woo shit.
Yeah.
I just don't. I started to feel, it's kind of the way I felt in Laurel Canyon at my old house. It's one of the reasons I sold it. I never feel like this out east in New York, in Manhattan or in the Hamptons. I never feel like this. Never felt like it in Florida one time. I felt a bad energy, like an energy that's creeping up in my body that I felt there's a weird tightness. And I was looking at these old photos and these guys that were kind of smirking in the middle of the desert, these old weird photos. And I felt very strange.
You don't go out in the middle of the desert to be seen.
Something was going on.
Doing some shit.
And I started thinking about the military. I started thinking about the occult.
Yeah.
Would you back me up a little bit and say that it was weird, or do you think I'm overreacting?
No, I think it was really creepy. And
yeah.
I've never seen you that shaken.
I was shaken
by something before. Yeah.
No, genuinely, I'm not like this. Because the woman who owns the store, and I don't want to slander her, but she's a witch.
Right.
No. Here's the reality.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to slander her. I felt, go to their Instagram, and I want to show you.
Right.
And I want you to tell me if I'm nuts or not.
Okay. I mean, I can attest to your old house. It was creepy. There was a vibe there.
That there was creepy.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
This is a haunt. You know, all these backyards, what's happening in them? You know, there's a lot of trauma.
What was the name of the shop?
Rustic Sunrise.
Rusty Sunrise.
So my whole thing is, listen. Yeah. So I called this young guy I know from LA who loves horror movies. I said, you got to go up there. If you can do it and if you want it, you got to make a horror movie about this. That's not it. Look, Idlewild, find it. But have you ever had a feeling?
Yeah.
Because this is probably coming out. This episode is a non-topical episode. It'll probably be out in October. It may be a Halloween theme.
Sure.
Is this it?
I'm still looking.
Okay. Have you ever had that feeling in a place where you just went, there's a bad energy here, something's really off?
Yeah. Off top, I mean, a lot of...
I want you to look at this stuff, and I want... Keep going down. Keep going down a little bit, and look at all these buttons and stuff of the old, you know, people that have run for president and stuff. They have really interesting stuff from all over. I don't know where they get it, right?
Right. There's a weird... It reminds me of when I was in the Boy Scouts, and there'd be, like, we'd be... You know, we'd have our meetings or whatever in these different, like, you know, the back rooms of churches, little Methodist churches or whatever the hell. And, like, yeah, it reminds me of the weird... Like, these little, like... I don't know what they were, like, rec center. But there was some, these kind of relics of the past, because these places, it's not like they're not stores, you know, they don't get updated. What the fuck is this?
I mean, I'm telling you.
No, this is fucking The Shining.
I'm telling you. Go, keep going down. This gets worse. This gets so much worse.
That dog was fucking haunted.
This is not Mayor Max. That's another dog.
No.
Keep going down.
Or something.
I'm going to show you the one I want you to see. It's keep going down, 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 down. And... Look at the dolls. Go to the dolls. They know, I mean...
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're
doing. This is disgusting.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Something's off here. And I don't even mean this. Now, keep going down. I'm going to show you the witches. I'm going to show you the witches. It's the tea party. Keep going down. You have this to keep going down. You have to go a little faster. Thank you. You're going to see this.
Ooh. Is that a noose around his neck?
I don't know, but it's like incredibly, they have this little tea party and they have these two women sitting there. And I don't want to just, you know, say things that aren't true.
Right.
But I do believe, and again, it's an alternative lifestyle. I'm not trying to, you know.
Right.
But I do believe that, I do believe that there's something really wrong. There, stop. Are they not witches? Can we stop with this?
They're definitely...
You tell me what you think.
Look, it's... At the very least, in my opinion...
Yes.
It seems like people who, at best case, are processing heavy trauma. they're things have been done to them, perhaps... But,
They're witches.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like... that's best case. They believe... Look, here's the thing. Things seem
Look
cute.
At this, look at this. This was in the shop. Go back look, one, bag, show them. Look at this. This is in the shop.
What is that? Well, I
can't
even
now see, go to the next
turtle
one.
In the cage?
Yes.
Yeah. Now go to the next... Look at this.
It's a bag with
just
doll
parts. Did
you
take any other photos in there? Look at this. Look at this, Ray.
This is despicable.
Ray, I'm telling you.
This is despicable.
Yeah, that was scary too, the guy with the bear. I wish you took a photo of those photos that creep me out. But I got to be honest, I'm almost glad you didn't. There was an energy, man. There was an energy in this town that I did not like. And it was not only that it was Trentifa, because I go to a lot of places where there's Trentifa. Portland has a lot of Trentifa.
I'm not afraid of Trentifa.
Amazing Hat Yai, shallot fried chicken, great South Asian curry.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, so there are a lot of places with good bakeries with Trentifa. Sure. Trentifa often comes with kind of a, you know, a decent food scene.
Right.
This is something else.
A fusion. The thing is, look, I mean,
you don't believe in any of this.
Well, look, what do you mean?
You don't believe in witches.
I don't, but look, here's what I was trying to say before. I don't not believe in, like, the possibility of the supernatural, but, you know, I'm not the most convinced of it. I do believe in the psychic imprint of horrible things, that there's energy that we don't understand. And like that's, I am getting this vibe off of that.
Right.
I'm getting the vibe of, when I said like, oh, depressing trauma, I don't mean in a productive way. I mean, these are people who are like, you know, trauma can be cyclical, which has come from somewhere, right?
Right.
Witches aren't just, you know, it's someone makes them a witch one way or another.
Right.
And there's a certain thing with the dog. It's an inversion. Like, it seems cute at first. It's a very cute dog. But then we're seeing this statue with the, it's got like a safari hat or something on. Or one of the, it's like an Indiana Jones fedora. It's like a fake dog. But like, it's kind of cute. But it looks kind of fucking afraid. And I'm saying is this. There's something in like, you know, the way where like, in this, like, again, like this is just stuff I've witnessed in the past. Sometimes Satanism is, you know, what we know is Satanism, and sometimes it's inversion.
Interesting. Now, go on, speak on this.
I think I do believe, like, for instance, I'm not well versed in the lore of Satanism.
Doesn't matter. It's a podcast.
Right. No, I'm saying, but that being said, but I do believe like the upside down cross. There's a lot of things like that where they'll take things and invert them, and that's kind of like it's a subversive thing, and it's a gateway thing, and it's a way of kind of thumbing your nose without really trying to. It's kind of intimidating the people without drawing attention of the higher authority,
right?
Of the power that would squash you. You know, it's a way of
what I found really disturbing about this place is that I found the energy of the objects there.
Yeah.
The pictures, the old people, the people that had died, very heavy.
Right.
I felt like there was something there. And to store all of this in a physical place and to keep it like that, almost like you could draw. Let's speak crazy talk. It's almost like you could draw power from that energy, dark energy.
It feels like Aleister Crowley shit.
It does.
It feels like there's this thing around the turn of the 20th century where, like, I feel like it got kind of melded in with, like, sometimes people taking drugs and music. I don't know. It was a time of, like, progressive education, higher education, and there's a lot of weird ideas, and it slipped in there was this kind of weird satanic...
Occultism. Yeah.
And... Yeah, in California. I mean, look, Bohemian Grove and all that shit.
Northern California has more cults than any other place.
Because it's where you can go and be in with nature, but also isolated. But you're also, you have like the majesty. It's like what they want is the majesty of nature and then to subvert it. They want to take the grand vistas, whatever. Not necessarily in this place per se. But, you know, in all of these places, you have
vistas.
Yeah, so I mean, it seems nice. And then you do something disgusting, allegedly, maybe.
Right.
Theoretically, you do something disgusting there, something vile, something inverted. You invert the beauty of nature. That's kind of at the core of what it is. And you go, what kind of hokey pokey bullshit are you talking about? It's like, now let's extrapolate. What could that possibly relate to? Like, maybe you're supposed to, you know, be with adults instead of children. You know, I don't know.
Right. If you're destroyed, yes.
All the things that make the family and society work inverted, you know, we can just use your imagination. I mean, I didn't write this shit. You know, it's a purposeful destruction of all the things that hold society together.
Well, yes, for sure. And this is, but there's something that, whereas you don't believe in the supernatural, and I am going to say that I give it a little more credence than you do.
Sure.
I do believe you're too cynical.
I'm ready to be haunted at any given time.
But you're not willing and open.
I'm willing and open.
You're not willing and open.
All right. Well, I worked in the morgue for years. What do you want me to do? I waited for the dark spirits.
That's actually a fair point.
They didn't want anything to do with me.
That is a fair point. You know? Yeah, that is interesting.
I held bags of broken glass that were actually heads, you know, but it felt like it's like I saw the worst things.
It is interesting. But I just feel like maybe you would have been in that place and not had that energy.
It's possible.
I'm curious as to why I had it. Did you have it?
Not as much as you did, but it was very creepy.
I really had it.
I mean, the pictures are creepy as shit.
I was going to take more photos, but you, like, immediately you're like, let's get out of here.
Break that. What are you saying you felt? Did you feel something beyond just this is creepy? Did you feel like a weird presence?
Yes.
Did you feel a dark passenger?
Yes. Here's what I'll tell you. Yeah. Here's what I'll tell you. I felt actually. Yeah. I'm looking at this photo, and the there's three people in it, and they're in the middle of the desert. Do you remember this photo?
Yeah.
Can you help me describe it?
Yeah, it was three men dressed in military outfits, next to a truck with like some desert mountains in the background, and they all had these really weird kind of smiling, but very like, I don't know. Like,
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
I look, even now as I talk about it, it's so funny. I get chills thinking about this photo. I don't know what did it to me. It was that photo.
Like the look that we just got away with something kind of look.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You don't know who's buried here. Yeah.
I mean, there was something about that particular photo that sent me. So I felt anxiety. I don't know if you've ever had anxiety, but it rises in you a little bit, and it you feel tighter. You don't feel as loose as you would feel.
Right.
And, you know, we've all eaten a spicy food. We've all had anxiety or panic. We've all been whatever, overtired. There's many reasons that you can feel off. I felt like I was looking at something evil.
Right.
And that it wasn't dead. And that it wasn't just dead. I felt like I was looking at that photo and that there was something there. Not that they were going to reach out and grab me.
I know this is like a weird, it's not the same thing. But I've told
now, you didn't feel that way when you saw the photo.
Not the same way that you did.
Yeah.
You know, I've told this story before.
It may be an intelligence thing where it's like if you have lower intelligence, it doesn't happen. I've
told you this story before. Like you say I don't believe any of this stuff, but like I thought this. I went to that place where I was eating brains and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, this is when you ate a brain.
And I felt a darkness.
Thank you.
And it was just, I can't explain. I'm the guy. Like I worked in a morgue. I don't give a fuck. Like
what animal's brain was it that you ate?
Supposedly a calf.
Right.
Calf brain.
That's right.
It wasn't like, I've heard people say, no, what you got to do is like grind it up like a hummus almost and then dip a chip into it. That's how you do it. I had like basically just a slice of brain to eat.
Well, you're going to eat it the way they prepare it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like course. I'm saying, it felt like brain. It seemed like brain. It wasn't like, oh, that's brain. Interesting. No, it's like this is you're eating brain. And
I looked at the photo.
Yeah.
I felt a darkness. There was old photos around it too that were weird old people and weird stuff. Right. Where did they come from? Why are they there? What is, I mean, there, by the way, if it's, I should have like pulled a woman aside and she's like, no, honey, we sell all this to A24. It's all, she's like, I'm
above board.
I'm like, you're a witch, right? She's like, I'm an Israeli settler. She's like, she's like, what? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Riviera.
Like, I'm confused.
No, yeah, I mean, it's
just felt very weird. I almost want someone to go back.
There's a violation of memory.
I very much wish I had a cross on.
We should go back.
I wanted a cross.
Yeah.
I believe in those things. I believe my mother instilled the miraculous medal in me. She believed. I mean, she was schizophrenic.
Here's the thing:
also right sometimes.
You're reminding me also of something.
Yeah.
That this idea that I don't like.
What if me and Tucker just went back and beat the shit out of the woman? We just beat her. She's a demon.
I'm this cynical, dead inside person, whatever. Supposedly.
Well, I did. Yeah, no one said that.
But the point
you did also say I shook a bag of glass and it was a head.
Well, then it was felt like that. Yeah,
right.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to paint the picture. That, you know,
you certainly did.
Right. When I was young, I did have a form of anxiety. I would compulsively pray, repeat prayers, but not just because I felt this weird, like, dark guilt. And I don't know, like, as far as I know, there's no reason for it, but maybe, who knows how to suppressed memories. I don't know. It's a lot of bullshit, whatever. I don't know. I'm not trying to say it did happen.
I agree with you.
But my point is, and for years, and it kind of haunted me, and anxiety, I would become overwhelming. Like, I would not do my homework, like, over the weekend, and then, like, on Sunday night, just a deep, traumatic anxiety. And that's kind of why I shut it all off. But I would repeat, like, the glory be the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. If I had any, I don't know, if I saw a woman, you know, I was young. I was like fucking like, a weird Catholic guilt. So I get it. It's like this kind of weird, this like fucking dark. I'm in tune to it.
Okay. That's not at all what we were saying, but I do. It's completely not
well,
at all.
No.
It's not that you saw a woman and said a prayer. That's
crazy.
Were you going to kill her?
I don't know.
What you said a prayer so you didn't kill the woman?
I don't know. You talk about killing people. I don't know what I thought. I was a kid. I'm just saying, like, there was a fucking weird anxiety. And because you said, like, I want to go there and bring a cross. I'm like, yeah. I would say, like, I would basically invoke Jesus into my mind. Because it was kind of, I was haunted.
I felt a darkness there. I felt an evil energy. I mean, I know that my producers, look at these women. Can we stop this? Are these women not witches? Is this not witches?
I mean, they're trying to get in the hole, Satan.
Keep going down. Keep going down. There's a lot of owl. Look at the owl to the left. Go to that owl. Make that owl big. Something's off.
There's something about the willingness to part, like to scrap people's lives and memories, the pictures, right?
Look at this. Look at that, Mayor Marshall.
They scrapped their
life. He doesn't want any part of that store, the good mayor.
No, he's a good mayor. And to part it, like sell it for parts.
There's something about this place. I almost think we should take Ray there on Thursday or something because, like, there was something so insane about the whole town. It just is the craziest place I've ever been. It's so stupid. I mean, there's just nothing to it. It's so strange.
Yeah. Yeah, like, why does it exist in the first place?
So is this where Timothy Leary's ranch was?
Yes.
Can you read a little bit of this? Is it long? Is this about where his ranch was?
Yeah, so the ranch was near Idlewild, and he had his cult. It was the Brotherhood of Love. It was like this LSD cult that started out really hippy-dippy nice, and then it kind of went dark, and some people died.
And you said Logan Paul bought it?
Yeah, he bought the ranch for $1 million.
God, everything in California ends up shit. Every cool story is like, it's like it was a cult, and then it was bought by Trish Paytas. You're like, great, thanks.
He didn't climb, that was just an example.
Right. I know. It's like, guys, there's an energy up there. There's an energy there that felt, you know, we read a thing that some people woke up there when camping and woke up like a cult chanting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's real stuff that goes on.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like you don't go out there because you suck some fucking.
Right.
You go out there to hide or the hide in plain sight to do this shit, to do this weird, dark shit. I mean, what is LSD, first of all? Look, I don't know that I don't necessarily believe in the Anunnaki or whatever. Maybe they're real.
Right.
But it does seem to be some kind of pattern of like people bidding to the others, like some. Other side, maybe hell. I don't know.
Right.
It's fucking. And either way, I mean, a bunch of fucking hippies on acid. People are getting raped and probably and assaulted. And you know, it's like dark shit happens out there.
There was something about that photo. I wish you saw the photo, and maybe you'd feel nothing.
It sounds creepy.
You'd feel nothing. You'd probably look at it. You felt nothing about that photo.
I know. I thought it was creepy, but I mean, that might make you.
Why are you so eager to say I don't have a spiritual component?
I'd never said that. You're saying it.
It feels like it.
You're Bibi Netanyahuing right now. Going, we love Charlie Kirk. You're really doth protest too much. You're like, I love Charlie Kirk. I love him. He loved Israel.
I'm willing to face the dark spirits.
I'm not saying you don't have a spiritual component. I'm saying you are at admirably.
Yeah.
Not taken in by shit.
I am. I think you misunderstand. I am very open to the dark forces. We're open to their existence. And I pride myself is the wrong word, but I strive to stare into the abyss and see it for what it is.
Right.
And I'm not, I'm very willing to be haunted by, you know, these dark demons and to face them down.
Maybe I'm completely conflating things. Maybe it's not what I thought it was. I feel there's an underbelly to that town. I feel like something's going on there. And I feel the brothers Kingpin, John Griggs, died in his TP of a psilocybin overdose. Is that even possible?
I didn't think you could.
Things unraveled as the 60s swore to a close. Up at the ranch, a teenage girl drowned in the pond.
Right. Yeah. Oh, she didn't know how to swim.
Right, she drowned in the pond.
It's like his thing. Oh, he died of psilocybin. And like by the 2000s.
In 1972, state narcotics agents raided the Garner Valley compound and made 7 arrests, leading to the breakup of the Brotherhood. In all, 29 people were indicted in the drug ring that came to be known as the Hippie Mafia.
Right. I'm saying is this, like, yeah. Back then you go, oh, the psilocybin overdose. But in the 2000s, on each podcast, we know, well, that's not really a thing.
Right.
But back then, it's like, you can just say shit. You kill a guy, and he's like, yeah, psilocybin overdose.
Oh, yeah, too many of those.
Yeah. Too many of those pills.
There's a real darkness in California. There was that book, Chaos, but Tom O'Neill. I never read that book, because I just didn't, I get it. Like, I believe you. When he's like, oh, Manson, the government's here. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
We know this.
Right.
I know this. I don't need to read the book.
Now it's Oasis.
And I like Oasis, but enough already with this. Can we, enough with this? Can we, like, people are going and making a pilgrimage to an Oasis concert?
I don't understand. I mean,
like, terribly uninteresting time.
Just like fucking drunk thugs.
I mean, I like them and they're a good band, but like, can we stop? Like, I had an Oasis CD when I was 11 too. Great. Yeah. Like, can anyone just go to a concert and enjoy themselves without making it into like the greatest moment?
You need to impart meaning onto everything because you have nothing. No matter what you have, it's nothing.
That's right. So what happens to people, this is a great point, we talked about it earlier, infusing meaning into essentially, wait a minute, in like 3 years from now, am I going to be part of a pilgrimage of people going to see the Dave Matthews Band? And pretending it's the most significant event in history.
They might be giants.
Right? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to go, by the way, I'd love to go see a Dave Matthews concert and feel like I did when I was in 11th grade.
Right.
But at the end of the day, can't we just enjoy it and move the fuck on?
One of the most dangerous things is nostalgia, but not without acceptance. It's like, you have nostalgia. Let's go take a look. And we both do this a lot, I feel like. And then we go take a look and go, oh, it's not what it was. All
right. Right.
But then there's people who go, how do we recreate it? And then you get into a lot. It's a big ball of wax.
Then you have a whole problem.
Right.
It's not what it was. Well, the whole thing about life, which is interesting, we talk about it often, is like there's something very strange to me about, like, the need to make things into more than they are.
Right.
I understand the instinct to do it, but to me it's like, it's not something I do it's antithetical. I try to make something funny, which often means you make it less than it is.
It's condition. It's a conditioned thing. I mean, if you look at these guys, these archetypal guys from like the 50s or whatever, or I guess the greatest generation, whatever, these older men, and we mock them. Like, like a Hank Hill type from King of the Hill, right? Simple guys who don't like make a fuss about shit. Oh, these are repressed guys. And like, look, I'm not saying they weren't to a certain, whatever, but like, in its place, and using, like, lack of a better word, FOMO, we've kind of, created a situation with an environment where you feel like nothing, like in social media, unless you're having meaningful, deep experiences with every fucking weekend, every fucking, night of the bar.
Life is supposed to be awkward.
Yeah.
Life is supposed to be strange. Life is supposed to be like going on a date. It's weird.
Right.
Life is supposed to not be always like this monumental seismic event.
Right.
The life has loneliness to it. Life has weird commutes. Like, I talked to a little buddy of mine who's like young. He just graduated Harvard. He's one of the tech kids. He's one of the RFK's kids' friends that I met. And he's a good guy, good kid. He worked on the talk show we do with Netflix.
Oh, right, yeah.
You met that kid.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's like, I'm an adult now. It's different. Like, when you're in school and you're going to parties and everything, now you're just a kind of a schmuck.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're not Ivy League educated and you're not really smart. He's really smart and inquisitive. And he asked me all these questions. That's the thing I've learned about smart people is they ask a lot of questions. Right. You know what I mean?
Try to steal ideas from you.
Well, yes, yeah. But also they just want to know how all these things right. work. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was basically like, yeah, it's just the post-college malaise of like, this is life now.
Yeah.
Life is like, this is it. And you can make it whatever you want, but like, it'll never be like, it's so funny. Like you just had those 4 years.
Yeah.
That'll never be what it's like again.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Oh, we're prepping you for life. And like, no, you're not.
No, it's the opposite. Yeah. The time that you just had, the closeness you had with people, it'll never be like that again. And by the way, it was only 3 months ago.
Right.
That's what's so funny about it. It was 2.5, 3 months ago, and it'll never be like that again.
It's a psychic death.
Yes.
It's almost in a way, like you're like primitive societies have no analog for it. You're literally killing those people effectively. Like right. the way your evolutionary psychology works,
right.
You're killing those people. You don't see them again. It's a strange, it's a richer, it's a weird, you know what?
Right.
If you think about like the rise of universities and colleges, this whole experience and the prevalence of it and like probably the post-war time, it's almost like this weird, like it's how they kind of indoctrinate you and right. get you to become a malleable, like more of a malleable form of a yes. citizen. Because they put you through a psychic death ritual.
Yeah.
Which is college. I mean, they also right. teach you how to fucking, you know, to fucking whatever, do calculus or horse shit. You know. But yeah, it's about having these bonds and this fraternity that you fucking take away.
Right.
And then you replace it. Now you need something to replace it with. Oh, we'll give you that.
Right.
We'll give you all sorts of things to replace it with.
Right.
And that's the game.
Well, it's interesting because this is the nature of life. Often isn't, you know, it is kind of supposed to be weird,
yeah,
and hard,
right,
and difficult, and you can't run from that.
You know, I got kicked out of high school and I had to go to Deer Park High for a semester.
Yeah,
and I would just be in the lunchroom, and I haven't tried. I mean, there was some guys who would take me to lunch a couple of times, yeah. Nice guys, you know, but I mostly I just kind of sat by myself in the middle of a cafeteria. I just accepted the weirdness, accepted right. the loneliness.
That you were a guy
yeah.
who got thrown out of Catholic school
because
right. you said you're going to blow up a girl's vagina.
Mother's uterus.
You're going to blow up her mother's uterus.
Right, which is taken out of context. It was a silly...
Oh, no one is blaming you yeah. here. We're right. we're all defending you.
Right.
Everyone here is metaphorically showing up going, how dare you get rid of this promising young man. But you're thrown away, and you're thrown into this public school system.
Yeah, and I like the school itself, but yeah, there's a loneliness, and I chose to just kind of accept it,
yes,
and take the brunt of the loneliness. And then I was lonely for many years after that.
Right.
But then you come out the other side, and that's I have a right. wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
What you can't do,
yes,
is crave this artificially. Cobble together. No, just have these friends. You make friends here. You make friends there. You know that you have actual bonds with.
The one thing that I'll say about, you know, in defense of
right.
the like hyper capitalist guys who yeah. are always they preach a lot of horse shit.
Yeah.
And we know this, but here's one thing I will tell them. I will say that there is some kind of point about. Knowing rich people does help. Having capital does right. help, all these things. But there isn't anything that replaces like genuine passion
yeah.
for something. I know a lot of these rich fucks. They have 10 fake companies. None of them work. They just drift around. They live off an inheritance. They don't have, their lives have no meaning.
Right.
And that's not real. That inherited wealth isn't what makes the world go round
right.
as much as passion and excitement and stuff like that, which is very, that's the thing you need when you're lonely, when it's like a humdrum
right.
regular Wednesday. I always tell young comedians or young whoever, whatever you're doing, you got to be excited when no one else is.
Right.
And if you're not excited when no one else is, you nothing outside, it may take months or years in my business, your business, whatever this business is, it takes years to get other people excited.
Right.
So I think that's part of the issue now. We expect a little too much. I think we should get healthcare.
Right.
I think you should have a place to live. Don't get me wrong. But here's the thing. It's like, you don't have to make a concert into the greatest night of your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to make this into this epic thing. And maybe it is, and maybe it's not. You don't have to do that. But, you know, you can find meaning, and it does. You don't have to go build an empire or to create an app or something either. A nice cup of tea on a porch can be meaningful. But yeah. You have to be excited about it.
Right.
The passion's internal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you have to care. Maybe it's good tea.
Now, that's interesting you bring it up, because you're starting a tea company, aren't you?
Well, it's actually ironic that you're talking, because it's completely unrelated. But I do have a tea company. No, but by the way, why don't I have a tea? But here's the thing.
Because you don't know anything about tea.
No, but here's the thing. Why don't I have it?
Right.
That's the question.
Sure.
Why don't I have a tea company? That's really the question.
Because you have to get right with God.
Well, sure, but right after I do that, wouldn't I have a tea? Like, that almost seems like part of that.
Yeah. Well, look, I do think that there is, it might sound contradictory to what I was saying a minute ago, but like, because the state as we know it now, and the way it operates, well, artificially, and capitalism will shove it down your throat. But I do think, like, organic culture and civilization, like, things that kind of come up over time, like, you didn't always need, like, a serf didn't need meaning. And even people like further along in the Middle Ages, you didn't always need meaning, because you had the church and you had, you know, like your job and culture. Like, culture, like, can kind of fill you up. Like, knowing you're part of a continuity. And even though you can still have kids, it doesn't feel like, and I'm not, this is not some screed about like, oh, we have to keep a monoculture in America, but it is kind of like, I didn't used to appreciate it as much, but there is a through line when you have a culture that people share, and then like, and people, if you take that away, they're going to fill it with something, is my point.
You have to have the passion for the activity.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be insane.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be the biggest thing ever. And it doesn't have to be shared by anyone.
You can just build Gundam models. You can build balsa models. You can do bonsai trees. No one has to help you. You don't have to share it on
Instagram.
Here's
the thing you could do.
Yeah.
You know how people leave the carts all different places?
Yeah.
You don't even have to work at the store.
Right.
Go to the supermarket
and
put the carts back.
Why aren't you doing that?
Once a day.
Why don't you stop being lazy and do
that? Go to the supermarket and put the carts back.
You know Jesus wants this.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
But you do it.
Fill your life with meaning.
It's got to be something that, to me, it's meaningful to look at that picture that makes me feel dark.
Right.
And to kind of stare at it and then give it like, you know, the light. I show I'm the light and that's the darkness. That spiritual war has value to me. Just kind of standing there, it really does.
You know what my mom taught me?
It's not fighting per se in the military. But what even is that?
My mother taught me years ago. I think as she was explaining how when she was pinned down to the floor by a demon once, but whatever.
Right. Demons are always attacking people we know.
Right. It's very strange. But what you need to do is say, I invoke the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And that's a powerful thing. The name of Jesus Christ is a powerful thing.
I believe you. I'm with you on that. I am with you on that. I'm a Catholic. I grew up a Catholic. I mean, it's hard. You can't scrub your DNA, and that's in my DNA, my grandparents. Yeah. The only people I liked are my grandparents. And I like my parents. Obviously, I'm kidding. But there's just something evil about this place. And she's going to sue me for calling her a witch. I don't care. I'll sue her back. Sue her back.
Right.
Whatever.
Everyone's getting sued. It's a whole new. That's our new meaning. You think we're fucking around here? We have lawyers.
What does it say about this store? I just gave it some publicity, by the way.
Yeah, go buy something.
Go buy something.
Go buy some.
What does it say?
Creepy
all
doll
things
parts.
Rustic, folk art with a rustic and whimsical side.
I don't think rustic is something you should be allowed to call yourself. I feel like saying we're rustic, it's kind of like saying like I'm macho. Like, it's weird, right? Like the Like, someone else can say you're rustic, but you can't call yourself rustic.
Look at, go to the left. Connor, go all the way to the left there and just make that bigger. There's something off here. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
There's something in this store.
I'm telling you, when you go, I've been to a lot of Salvation Armies. I used to scour these places.
Yeah.
For, like, props for movies and stuff. I used to make movies, but, like, 20 years ago. And there was people's memories, when you take them and you break them up and you sell them for parts, they haunt the fucking...
Look at this. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
See, go back to that photo.
Ghoulish.
There's something I find very disturbing about this, but I
they might as well be selling a dead infant's teeth.
I'm wondering, maybe you would not have.
Is that some Japanese guy that was in an internment camp?
I don't know. I think he was mixed race. I don't think he was fully Japanese. See
that's
that?
Ghoulish.
Those are the old photos they have in there.
What kind of fucking society is that?
And the woman did not like. Wasn't the woman mean to me?
Immediately.
Wasn't she mean to me?
Like, yeah, right as we walked in, you said hi and she gave you like a scowl.
She knows
right.
that I'll show up with Candace Owens and the power of Christ.
Yeah.
Throw her right in the street.
I'll invoke the name of Jesus Christ in this story. I will. Can we petition Mayor Max? How does this work? Is there a day where they have town meetings? I want to petition Mayor Max to.
There's just something about this store. I don't know. You know, it's like that movie Needful Things with Stephen King, where the old shopkeeper.
Right.
Listen, I'm probably exaggerating here, but I don't.
No, this is like that thing in The Shining where the bear is blowing the guy. All this bear shit. Anthropomorphic animals is satanic. I'm telling you.
Interesting.
It's one thing to have Peter Rabbit and he's got his little jacket and they're all rabbit size. When you make them man size, when you make them the size of a full grown man, but with the head of a rabbit, that is satanic. I'm telling you. I don't have to believe in ghosts to know that someone's trying to invert the role of society, the roles of humans. It's like they're basically telling you you're nothing but a barnyard animal to us. You know,
right.
We'll do with you as we please. You're a fucking beast of burden to us.
Yes.
Because we're witches or warlocks.
Well, they are witches. And I don't know why you can't just admit that they're witches.
I didn't say they weren't.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I am distinguishing between someone who lives their life as a witch and actually whether or not they're actually invoking the power of Satan. But
well, maybe witches are not, it's not always Satan.
Whatever it is.
Not whatever it is.
What do they invoke?
There's lots of demons.
Okay, like Baphomet?
It's not always Baphomet. You always go to like blue chip demons.
Okay.
Moloch and Baphomet.
What are some of the lower ones?
There's a lot of lower
demons. So you don't know either.
Ray, get up, demons, please. There's a lot of lower tier demons, right? You always blue chip demons. You want to show off. You want to show off. Lilith.
Oh, Lilith, right? Yeah.
Belial.
Succubi. I like that.
Belial is big.
Oh, Jin, right?
Beelzebub.
Is Cerberus a demon?
Yes.
Yeah, I like Cerberus. Yeah. Lucifer. That's the devil, right?
Well, he's a blue chip.
Yeah. Imp.
Beelzebub is probably...
Is gluttony a demon? Interesting. Leviathan.
It's gluttony a demon.
It says a gluttony down there.
Gluttony's a demon?
I mean, these people like to... I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, some of this stuff...
It's a deadly sin. That's not a demon.
Some of this stuff, like some pastor's like, hey, you know, lust is actually a demon. It's like, what?
Gluttony the demon. The Fatplagic. My name is Gluttony. Fuck y'all.
I invoke the name of Jesus Christ.
Fuck y'all.
Don't you invoke that Jesus shit with me.
Ooh, God. Yeah, listen, maybe there is, maybe I'm overreacting, but I do.
I think you're underreacting.
I did feel a presence.
I think I honestly think we need to do something.
What you, it was a good point you made about trauma.
Yeah.
And about how you create these demons. And MK Ultra is real.
Yeah.
And why would it have ended?
Dude, whether or not they actually got someone to kill someone for them, allegedly they fucked a lot of kids to traumatize them, to like whatever, or gave them drugs.
And people get radicalized in all kinds of ways. Yeah. When somebody gets radicalized, like just the Kirk shooter or whoever, it's not impossible that they're radicalized.
No, I'm stealing the argument where I'm saying even if nothing came of it, there's still a ton of trauma that went into it.
Of course.
And then I do think that, that people also did kill people.
Sirhan only makes sense.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
It's so strange. But you don't want to get too into the dark side. Then you start thinking about cults, the national security state.
Right. You have to. Here's the thing.
I've always studied the occult.
You have to stand above it. I'm not afraid of demons.
Right.
I think they're real. I'm not afraid of a guy because he plays with satanic shit. That's child shit to me. I take it seriously, but I'm not gonna. I'll stare into the fucking dark. Dude. I don't care about Rumsfeld because he plays with a fucking voodoo doll. Fucking.
Did you just say Rumsfeld?
Rumsfeld or whoever allegedly might do this stuff. Powerful people is my point.
Or playing with voodoo dolls?
Well, whatever, any kind of, like, whatever this shit is, I'm just saying, you know, you can't be, part of it is they want you to cower. They want to show you these false idols and then go, why don't you see what the power we got behind us? Don't fuck with us. And I say, fuck you, I'll invoke the name of Jesus Christ.
Where is this happening?
That's a good point.
Yeah. This seems like a very. I'm just saying. I said it went to a store that was weird. You're losing your mind. You completely lost your mind. I love how this went from like you being a skeptic to like you're going to invoke the name of Jesus to Donald Rumsfeld. Isn't he dead? I think Donald Rumsfeld's dead. I don't think he does voodoo. I'm so confused by this. This took a turn into something. I don't know what happened here. This went so left. You made some great points early on about the trauma and how. Is Rumsfeld alive?
I think he does.
But, like, there's great points early on about.
Metaphorical.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. You made some great points about the dark energy and trauma.
You
can't
let people use these props to fucking make you cowards, my point. Or, like, I think people cloak themselves in the imagery of Satanry sometimes fucking intimidate you.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have the power to deal with these powerful people on a physical level myself. Like, I mean, or power level. Like, I'm not like an influential man. What I'm saying, though, is that I'm not going to be stopped because I'm afraid of a fucking demon.
No, no one's stopping you.
Well, yeah, whatever. My situation stops me from doing anything about it.
Doing about what?
Well, I'm just saying these people, like a lot of powerful people also overlap with this weird dark art satanic shit.
We know that. I'm just, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with everything you're saying.
Right.
We've totally had a nice conversation.
Yeah.
I fully agree with everything you're saying. Good. You're now screaming and yelling about confronting Donald Rumsfeld, who died in 2021 because he has a voodoo doll and he was trying to do something to you. Now, I'm confused about what's going on.
It got a little away from me.
Yeah, okay, I got a little away because I'm just trying to follow it. I'm like, no, I'm with you. Yes, the occult and the ruling elites, I'm with you on that. I'm with the whole thing, I'm with you. But then you went into this crazy trance. You're screaming about Donald Rumsfeld had a voodoo doll. You wouldn't cower. And you're like, I'm not an animal, I'm a man and stuff. And I just felt kind of like... It went left in a kind of an amazing way. I think a lot of people would
look. I mean, you have to keep it kind of as a grown man. I feel like you keep this shit down.
You keep it in.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't go chanting on the streets.
Well, I mean, but
I got a spiritual side to me.
But I found everything you said much less disturbing than someone talking about the Oasis concert. By the way, because they're all that's also insane.
Right.
Like, I've never seen so many people moving at once. Like, one, it was, the crowd was undulating, and I'm like, should you shut up? The concert, shut the fuck up.
I haven't seen my kid in 2 years.
The police took my kid. Sham is supernova.
One day, maybe she'll understand
how good this concert was. I mean, it's fully insane. Fully insane. I mean, it's just one of those things, but you know, Halloween.
Oh, Hallow's Eve.
What's the most haunted experience? We've only got 5 minutes left. What's the most haunted experience you've ever had?
The most haunted. Most haunted. I'm trying to think. You know, I have a friend whose mother was a it was not a good situation. They had to move from like apartment to apartment because they was, you know, couldn't pay the rent. And there was like, there was people around. She was a very large woman, let's just say. I don't want to speak ill of the dead. She died. But she, like, I would see her. She worked on like a small bus, you know, the handicapped kids or whatever, I guess. I don't think it paid very much. And I would go, and there was the mania.
While he's saying this, can you find a scary story, like a song, a kind of a creepy song? Not to trivialize it, but just kind of a creepy, creepy song. Just something creepy. Yeah. Yeah, something. Just put it on. Let's hear it. Okay, perfect. Tell us again. She was a large woman.
She was a large, you know, she could have been on that My 600-pound Life maybe or whatever. Big woman. She was just lay on a bed most of it, like a mattress with no sheets on it. And it was just a hoarder kind of situation. And I would go, and there was like a party, and this friend I had, one of his, like, they want, it was like a birthday party, a pair of them went off to 7-Eleven to buy whatever, soda, candy. And then someone came back, the cops were like talking to that kid. And the guy who I was friends with.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So two guys left. So one guy came back. Okay. From walking to the 7-Eleven. They walked there. Okay. And it was down the block. And you go, Jim, let's say Jimmy. Well, Jimmy, the cops is already Jimmy. They won't let him go. And like, why? Like, we don't know. And I don't know what. And my friend had a sword and he went to go take the sword and he wanted to fight the cops with the sword. And the large mother was just screaming you don't understand. I was about being assaulted when she was young. And there was another old guy there who was her friend. It was very creepy. And we convinced him not to go with the sword. But that's the best that's the most haunted I guess I ever felt. But the look in her eyes was so crazy. And she's like, don't take that sword and fight. And like, I mean, this is 100% true.
How old were you?
Like 19, 20. It was weird.
What is this?
It was a weird situation.
What kind of party is this?
Like a shitty birthday party.
It didn't seem fun.
It wasn't a fight. It was not having a good time. I was like, you should come to this party. I'm like, all right. And I
go. Was he on drugs that he wanted to take?
I think some of these weird people, and I was friends with this guy, there's a friend of a friend who I became kind of friends with, and he was enthusiastic about working on the movies, right? So we kind of became, I wasn't using him per se, but it was kind of like that's how we became, whatever. But I didn't know, I didn't know all his weird friends and, his mom's situation. This is a guy I met kind of recently. And you should come to this party. I'm like, all right, I guess. And it was all very weird. And I don't know. There was a certain kind of, it was off-putting. But the look in her eyes is what was creepy about it was she wasn't that's crazy. You shouldn't do that. She was she's seen stuff like this before. I have a bad feeling. Don't go take that. Like, what do you mean you have a bad feeling? Don't take a sword to fight a cop, You know what I'm saying?
It's not that you've done anything wrong.
It's a weird story. It's weird. I mean, whatever.
Well, it's strange.
I remember feeling haunted.
Well, because someone was trying to fight a cop with a sword, and the very fat woman started yelling.
Right.
Okay. All right, Ray Kump, everyone, the Kump podcast on all platforms, YouTube. Yes, my dates. Good idea. Oklahoma City, Phoenix, Fort Lauderdale, Chicago, with Schaumburg, San Jose, Salt Lake City, Brea, Denver, Houston. Grab tickets, timdillancomedy.com. We'll see you soon. We'll see you out there on the road. Thank you.